Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
Welcome back.
When everything
17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as I promised you, Chester Elton is with us. Chester is Senior Vice President of the Carrot Culture Group, which is a division of the O.C. Tanner Company. He and Adrian Gostick have written a number of books on how to make sure we take care of our employees. And as you know, once you take care of your employees, you've gone a long way towards taking care of your customers. That's a big deal. You got to make that extension all the way through the employees to the customer. One book is A Carrot a Day. The other one is The Carrot Principle. And then we have this one called The Invisible Employee, Realizing the Hidden Potential in Everyone. Chester, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Always glad to be on your show, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Chester, I love the way you talk to us about making sure that we take care of our employees, that we encourage them, that make sure they know when they're doing a good job. We make sure they know when they need to make improvements. You've helped us learn how to do that. But now you want to talk to us today, I think, and I think this is a great topic on how to make sure that we get started right with the right employees, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, we always talk about making that first good impression with our customers when they come in, you know, that we greet them properly, we make them feel at home, we answer their questions, we fulfill their needs, and so on. And that's really an extension of how we should treat our new employees. And I'll tell you, I had a big aha just like 2 weeks ago. I was in the Capitol. I was in Washington, D.C. We were presenting the Carrot Principle, you know, our new book that came out this year, and the principles of recognition. And we got to talking about making that first impression, that early recognition. And one of the hospital guys came up to me and he said, hey, listen, this is a big deal for us. Because particularly in the nation's capital, where you've got a lot of military people coming in and out, you know, as you get transferred in, there's a lot of spouses that work as well. And he says, we'll hire nurses 3 and 4 months in advance of their moving to D.C. And boy, once we get that commitment, we got 3 or 4 months where we want to make sure we stay in touch. So they actually call it, Jim, you'll love this, pre-employment recognition.
Wait a minute, Chester. So you're saying that they haven't even shown up yet, and we're appreciating them.
Exactly, and they do it in very clever ways. For example, see, one of the things, particularly with nurses, and I think this is the classic example, is there's such a demand for them.
There's an incredible shortage by hundreds of thousands.
Exactly, and so just because you've got an agreement that says, I'm coming in 3 months, doesn't mean that the other hospitals won't do everything they can to recruit that nurse away from you before she shows up.
Right.
Or he shows up. So what happens is they do little things. They'll send, thanks so much for your commitment. We're looking forward to seeing you. And they'll send you, like, the hospital T-shirt or something, or a little gift basket. Or here's the one I really like. They'll get the department that you're going to go to, and they'll get everybody in that department to sign a card and say, hey, Jim, heard all about you. You know, we've all made the move. Can't wait till you join the team. Really looking forward to you being a part of our hospital and our team. And it makes it that personal connection, so that it makes it very difficult for that employee to say, oh, by the way, I've changed my mind, because they feel like they're already part of the team, even though they haven't received a paycheck yet.
I got one of those letters once that said, hey, Jim, we heard all about you, and we still want you to come.
That's right. Yeah, well, there's the downside as well. Well, then the other step, which is kind of interesting, is when that employee starts with you that first day, how important that is to make sure that they're welcome, that there's someone there expecting them, that they can get, you know, situated quickly and easily. They've maybe got a buddy or a mentor that can, you know, give them the little things, the ins and outs, like, you know, what are the best commuting, you know, routes? Where are the best parking places? Here's our time and where to go at the cafeteria. Little things like that go a long way to making people feel welcome right from day one.
You know, Chester, you were talking about the you were using an extreme example. I mean, nurses are an extreme example today in terms of not having enough people to fill the jobs that are out there. But the truth is it's happening in almost every profession. I saw a number not long ago that I've been using lately that there may be as many as 2 million jobs in America going wanting. Every 3 out of 4 companies who report, small business owners who report to a couple of the surveys that I know, say that they have an unfilled position. That's huge. And when you've got that kind of a demand, the things that you're saying are very important.
Oh, you bet. Listen, I'm like you. I talk to businesses big and small every week, and it is not unusual for even mid-sized companies to have 200 or 300 openings at any given point. Really interesting article about 2 weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal talking about the most coddled and recognized generation ever is coming into the workplace.
Right, that's right.
I saw this great cartoon in the New Yorker where, the kid shows up from the baseball game, and he's got this huge trophy. It's his big as he is. And his dad says, oh, how'd you do? He goes, oh, we lost.
Right.
We're giving these giant trophies to the teams that lose. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable. So particularly as you get this Gen X and Gen Y coming in, you've really got to create a workplace environment where it's high touch. And nothing does that better than recognition. Even if it's just that little note that says, hey, boy, we're glad you're here, or the company T-shirt. Little things to really get them integrated right away onto your team makes a big difference.
Well, I do think that... that is you. One of the things you can do, what a small business can do, they may not go to all of the extra trouble or do take all the extra steps that, say, a hospital would to bring in a nurse or something like that. But one thing you can do, even if you don't lavish them with a lot of stuff before they get there, is when they get there, make sure that they feel like that you're glad that they came. And to me, one of the best things is orientation and training. And we're going to take a quick break, Chester, and I'm going to get your thoughts on that when we come back after these messages. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He and Adrian Gostick are the authors of The Invisible Employee, A Carrot a Day, and The Carrot Principle. 3 different books. Pick one, pick two, pick all 3. They're available wherever books are sold. Stay with us.
Of night, the cuts of fantasy ring light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight at the board of total.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Dan Fogelberg from the Nexus. Chester Elton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He and Adrian Gostick are the authors of The Carrot Principle, also The 24-Carat Manager, best-selling book, and a number of others. Chester, give us your website, please.
It's www.carrots.com. Simple as it gets.
Carrots. How do the carrot people let you get away with that? How do the carrot growers let you get away with that?
Well, I think we're promoting orange all over the place. It's got to be a benefit to them too, right?
It can't be a bad thing, right? As long as they're saying your name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about... And by the way, your books are available at that website and also wherever books are sold, right?
You bet. Our latest book is The Carrot Principle. That's the one I'd really recommend that your small business owners buy.
All right, and that, I was going to ask you. It's how the best managers use recognition to engage their people. A lot of best practices in that book, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about this is it really follows the numbers. This is based on 230,000 interviews with employees. We did focus groups with managers, employees, and we took case studies from some of the best companies in the world as to how they do it and how it's really impacted the bottom line. How does it make you more money? And that's the important piece.
Exactly. Chester, when we went to the break, I was talking about, I was looking at the reality of a small business. A small business hires an employee. They're glad to get them to come. Typically when they hire them, the longest they're going to have to wait on them is a week or two for them to work out a notice in the other place. And it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to call them up and drop them a note or something, or say, hey, why don't you come by and we'll order pizza in and you meet some of the other folks. But once they get there, I've seen companies that didn't do a very good job of orientation. They didn't do a very good job of training, and the person felt like they were just kind of, they were just thrown into the mix. That's not good, is it?
No, you pushed off into the corner, you know, fill out these forms, I'll get to you when I get to you, and you're kind of sitting there and you're kind of this curiosity. It's very unsettling. You know, it's really interesting. When we did these breakouts in the focus groups for our book, we asked managers what they thought the top 10 most important things to employees were. And consistently, managers said, well, it's pay and job security, you know. And then when we asked the same questions to employees, they consistently came back with recognition and being in on things. Now, does that mean that their pay isn't important to them? No, it doesn't mean that. It was clearly on the list. But when they show up, the pay is good enough, right? So when you get there and you start to work, one of the great recognition pieces that we use, particularly with smaller businesses, is ask your employees' opinions. So when you've welcomed them and you've got them situated and they've been there maybe a week or two or maybe even a month, call them aside and have a meaningful conversation, because employees want to know that they're in on things, that their opinions matter. So we say, look, one of the first questions you should ask an employee after that first two or three weeks is, hey, really appreciate you being here, Jim. It's been a few weeks. Have we kept our promises to you? Isn't that a great engagement question?
How long would you wait until you said that to them?
Well, I think the minimum is probably about 4 weeks. You know, I think that gives an employee a chance to kind of get acclimated and kind of be familiar with your business. And you know, when you recruit them, you tell them all these great things about your business. Just check real quick, have we kept our promises to you? The second question I really like is, you know, what do you think we do really well around here? You know, what is our unique advantage? Because this is a pair of fresh eyes giving you a perspective on your business. And then the third question that I love after you've had this, you know, initial sort of conversation is, what do you think, you know, what have you seen in other places you've worked that if we did it here, we could be better? You know, get an employee to help you solve your problems. Now, granted, after 4 weeks, they may not have a lot of ideas, but what you're doing is you're putting in their head that their opinion matters, that they should be looking for ways to make your business better. And then the fourth question, and there are only four, so you can do it fairly quickly, is, gosh, you know, we sure appreciate you being here. Is there anything we've done that might cause you to leave us? A great question, because, you know, early on,
that's a question.
What people
a lot decide of people
if they're staying or leaving.
That's a question a lot of people don't feel comfortable asking, though, isn't it?
It is. But you see, if you've asked the first three questions right and you've got a good conversation, you earn the right to ask that last question. And that's your big retention question. And it really makes people, you know, new employees in particular, feel like they're a part of your team, that they're a part of your strategy, and that they're really vital to the success of your business. It works very well. It's actually in our new book, The Carrot Principle. So if you didn't have a chance to, you know, jot all that down, feel free to pick up the book. It's in the
those in four questions. And you know, the other thing, if you know you're going to ask those questions, then you're probably going to do a little bit better job of performing on those questions too.
Well, you bet. And make sure that you do that more than once, right?
Exactly. Hey, Chester, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website again, please.
It's carrots.com, and carrots.com. The book is The Carrot Principle, available at fine bookstores everywhere.
Thank you, Chester. See you next time.
You bet. Take care, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.